Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Elliot Shore Parks.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Elliot Shore Parks. Today is Tuesday, January 24th, and this is the Best Football Show podcast, the place for the top news and opinion from myself and from the best of the best of Odyssey's football podcasts and radio stations. If you like what you hear today, please hit that subscribe button, as it not only helps the show grow, but if you leave your best NFL take with a five-star review, I'll make sure to read it on an upcoming episode of the podcast. All right, we are in championship weekend here in the NFL and some really great matchups. Obviously, we talked about the fact that I think probably the four best teams in the NFL made it. Certainly, the Bills are right there. But when you think about the Bills' season, they really never put it together. And frankly, the play of Josh Allen is part of the reason why. He was incredibly inconsistent. So I think they're the four best teams left in the NFL, not the four best quarterbacks. Obviously, Brock Purdy kind of takes that the four best quarterback things and ruins it a little bit. But I think you can make the argument there's the three best quarterbacks in the NFL left here in championship weekend. And, you know, unless the Niners pull off that upset, I think the, you know, the winner of the Super Bowl could state their claim as being the best quarterback in the NFL right now. That's how close I think these three quarterbacks are. And then look, maybe a year from now, we'll look at Brock Purdy and say, yeah, I mean, he's in that discussion. I mean, simply look at how much he's winning. He's taking care of the ball, all those things. So Purdy on the up and up, but clearly not in the discussion with these other three quarterbacks. So heading into championship weekend, we're clearly going to be previewing the games. But I want to rank the quarterbacks that are left 1 through 4. So who I think the best quarterback is and who I think the worst quarterback is. And it's tough. Let's be honest. These three quarterbacks are way closer than you would think. I think that the easy thing to say in the NFL is, oh, well, Patrick Mahomes is the best. But I think when you look into it more, I'm not so sure he is definitely the best quarterback in the NFL. And I think especially when you consider the fact he's hurt again, he's dealing with an ankle injury, there's real discussion to be had about if you could take one quarterback this weekend to play. And I won't take the Mahomes injury too much into consideration, but he is dealing with an injury again. He's had, you know, a serious injury in the past. I mean, he does get banged up. If you could take one quarterback for this weekend, how would you go about it? Who would be the quarterback you would take? So obviously Brock Purdy is fourth. I'll talk about him a little bit at the end, but here's how I would rank the top three quarterbacks left this weekend in the AFC and NFC championship games. Number one for me is Joe Burrow. And frankly, I'm not even sure if it matters if Mahomes is injured when talking about this. Joe Burrow has beaten Patrick Mahomes three times. Last year, he went into Kansas City and beat Patrick Mahomes. And I think what we're seeing with Joe Burrow is his ascension to being perhaps the unquestioned number one quarterback in the NFL. If you look at what he's done in his short career, he's going to be in the AFC Championship game for the second time, and it'll only be the second time he finishes a season healthy. Obviously, year one, we saw what happened where he missed time. But outside of that, when he's been healthy, his team has advanced in the playoffs. And one of the more impressive stats in the NFL right now is that Joe Burrow already has 3 playoff wins on the road. He's 3-0 on the road in the playoffs, and that is more wins than Peyton Manning or Joe Montana had their entire careers. And shout out to Jonathan Jones of CBS for that stat. But one of the hardest things to do is go on the road and win in the playoffs. It's why teams fight so hard for that number one seed. It's why you want that bye so that you're not starting the playoffs on the road. Joe Burrow has gone into some of the toughest situations in the NFL and won. Last year, he went into the number one seed Tennessee Titans, who, yes, are kind of frauds, but they were the number one seed in the NFL last year, or in the AFC last year. And he went in and beat the Titans. So he's gone into the home of the number one team in his conference and won. He went into Kansas City last year and beat Patrick Mahomes straight up. Incredibly impressive. This past weekend, he went into Buffalo in the snow with a banged up offensive line and didn't just beat the Buffalo Bills. he's somewhat demolished them. I mean, they had control of that game in the whole second half. It really didn't feel like Buffalo was going to have a chance to come back and go into that game. And the way he leads his team, the way he is so calm on the field, the way he navigates the pocket perfectly, not a running threat, but the way he navigates the pocket, keeps his eyes down the field. He always looks like he knows where he's going with the ball. He's incredibly accurate. He does have great receivers for sure. But if you're telling me there's one quarterback in the NFL that I trust just to sit back in the pocket, be smart with the ball, make the right decisions, put it where it's supposed to go, it's Joe Burrow. I think right now Joe Burrow is ahead of Patrick Mahomes when it comes to playing from the pocket. If you look at Mahomes, he is very reckless with the ball. Not Josh Allen level of reckless, but he puts the ball in harm's way quite a bit. He had 12 interceptions this year. He had 13 last year. There's been years where he's led the NFL in interceptable passes. And if you look at some of the Chiefs' losses, right? Like, Mahomes is a little bit in the Aaron Rodgers camp where he won that first Super Bowl and then it was, all right, how many is he going to win? And look, he could win another one this year, but he hasn't won one since. If you look at the Super Bowl that they lost, he had two interceptions in that game. I know he was running for his life, but he still had two interceptions. When he lost to Cincinnati last year, he had two interceptions. And he is someone that, because of his arm strength and because of his confidence, he can make whatever throw he wants. He puts the ball in harm's way. He does it all the time. So if you said to me, all right, of those two quarterbacks, and Mahomes can move probably a little bit better than Burrow can. He certainly has some runs, but he's never had over 350 yards, or he has, I'm sorry, around 350 yards rushing each of the last three seasons. He's not a huge threat to make a play with his legs. He's not going to help the running game with his legs. I mean, I know, look, I have watched Andy Reid here with the Eagles. I'm aware he does not run the ball a ton, but I don't think it's a coincidence that with Mahomes back there, they've never had a NFL rushing offense in the top half of the league. He just is not a threat. Now you look at some of the teams that do have top rushing offenses. Obviously, the fact that their quarterback adds rushing yards matters. I'm not dismissing that. But if you look at the pressure running quarterbacks put on their defenses, it no question helps in the running game. The Eagles are one of the best running teams in the NFL, not just because they have Jalen Hurts running the ball, but because on their RPOs, a defender pretty much has to dedicate himself to Hurts, and then you're running the ball with a man advantage to the other side of the field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So in that way, I think Mahomes' lack of mobility combined with his injury history, combined with his turnovers, if you're telling me, all right, I have to have a quarterback that's just going to operate from the pocket, I'll take Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow is smarter with the ball. You've seen him go in and win big games. Mahomes, again, for what it's worth, lost home playoff games, lost Super Bowls. And I know Burrow did too, but Mahomes, you know, is further along in his career than Burrow was. Burrow was essentially a rookie when he lost that Super Bowl. I know it was his second year, but he was essentially a rookie. So right now, if you said you made me a general manager of a team, and you said, all right, Elliot, you get to pick one quarterback to have for the games this weekend, I'm picking Joe Burrow. Who would be my second choice? I'm taking Jalen Hurts. Now, why would I take Hurts over Mahomes? Look, obviously the injury is something. Who knows how Mahomes is going to play? But let's take that out for a second, right? Let's say I have two identical rosters, same skill set, same offensive line, and all those things. Patrick Mahomes can run the offense to a degree the way that Jalen Hurts can. Mahomes can sit in the pocket and pass the ball probably better, right? I mean, I would actually say, you know, definitely better, but he can sit in the pocket and throw the ball just like Jalen Hurts can. But what can't Mahomes do? A, he's not a threat to run the ball. Jalen Hurts makes that Eagles running game by his ability to run the ball. And he, from broken plays, now Mahomes is good with broken plays too, but it's not a coincidence that the Eagles always have one of the best offensive lines with him under center. He is great at avoiding pressure. He's great in the pocket. He's not quite Burrow level yet in terms of navigating the pocket, but he's right up there. He's always calm. And what he does is he is smart with the ball. He is straight up smart with the ball. Now, I have the benefit of watching every snap Jalen Hurts has taken this year. I've not seen every snap Mahomes takes, but I could probably count on two hands the amount of turnover-worthy plays Jalen Hurts has had this year. Forget actual turnovers. I'm talking plays where the ball was put in harm's way. probably less than 10 this year. He never does it. The ball always goes to the right place. He's an accurate thrower. The ball is never put in harm's way, considering how much he touches it between RPOs and passes. So if I have the same offensive line, if I have the same receiver, same coach, same defense, and I get to pick between quarterbacks, I'll take the one that I know is going to be smart with the ball, that can operate the passing offense. We saw this year, Jalen can absolutely win from the pocket. So can he make crazy throws like Mahomes can? No, but I don't know if I need that, if he's able to run the ball and he adds so much in the running game. Again, the Chiefs have never had a rushing attack in the top half of the league with Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. With Jalen Hurts at quarterback, the Eagles are able to run on pretty much any team they want. And with the receivers around him, and yeah, he has better receivers than Mahomes, but in the hypothetical where you have the same receivers for both quarterbacks, Jalen can make just as much of them out of Mahomes can. Devontae, career year. AJ, career year. Goddard, career year. Jalen knows how to work with the weapons around him. Patrick Mahomes, he's more reckless with the ball, but I don't know if he'll run the offense just as well as Hurts can. And I know what Hurts brings in the running game. So of the three quarterbacks that are left, if I got to pick one to have for this weekend, I would pick Joe Burrow. My second one, Jalen Hurts, because of how much smarter he is with the ball and how much he brings from a rush and helps the running game. Patrick Mahomes is three for me. Obviously, all three are great. Mahomes is a great quarterback. But when you combine how reckless he is with the ball, how he doesn't help the running game, and let's be honest, his ankle injury, I think he's number three. But even without the ankle injury, I would still probably put him number three. Obviously, number four is Brock Purdy. Again, a year from now, maybe we're looking at this and going, yeah, Purdy's one of the best quarterbacks in the league in that system. He's 8-0 as a starter. He's won a playoff game. I mean, Brock Purdy, again, he has to prove it over a prolonged stretch. But let's not act like the beginning part of this is not like the... If he was a number one pick in the draft, people would be absolutely losing their mind. He would already be being talked about as one of the best in the league. So I do think his draft stock hurts him. And there's a reason. It's because he doesn't have the potential the perceived potential some of those other quarterbacks do. So he'll have to prove it over a long time. But Brock Purdy, some turnover-worthy plays against Seattle, had a few interceptions drop against Dallas, but he keeps winning. And I think that's a very impressive characteristic, obviously, amongst a quarterback. So Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Brock Purdy, those would be my rankings of the four quarterbacks left in the playoffs heading into the weekend. This has been the latest edition of the Best Football Show podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please hit that subscribe button and please leave a 5-star review if you like what you hear. And I'll talk to you guys next time.